Though might Isaiah say, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today we have two readings, very appropriate for Lent, where the Lord, the Church gives us readings on the commandments of God, how important it is to keep the commandments of God. And we see this in the first reading, where the commandments are expounded for us, especially in the beginning, where we see the love of neighbor, how it is important to love our neighbor by not stealing from him or lying about him or doing anything evil to him, which is a doctrine, of course, of the Ten Commandments. And then the reminder from the Lord telling about the other commandments toward which we honor God, to not to have false idols and to keep holy the Sabbath and so on. So these are the commandments that were written on stone. And as we see also in today's reading, we see how the Lord had to, in a way, strike fear into the hearts of the Jews to make sure that they understood. And that's why the Mount Sinai was in darkness, and there was thunder and lightning and trumpets. The Israelites even said, let Moses speak to us and not the Lord, because they had the fear of God in them. Now that's a servile fear, and we need that too once in a while, to fear the Lord and his punishments, because if we do go against the commandments, the Lord will avenge us against those whom we've hurt. Right? So that's important. A lot of people don't realize that the Lord will protect those who are innocent against those who are oppressed. And while the people who steal and rob think that they're getting away with something, if they get away from the Lord, they'll never get away from it with the Lord. The Lord will punish them because he has to, in a way, to protect the innocent. And we see this is a most important teaching of certainly the new law. The law of God was written on stone, but as Don Garinger says, the law of Jesus Christ was written on the hearts of men with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And that's the law of charity, because Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. And of course, this is the whole law, the two great commandments: to love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart and thy whole soul and all thy strength and thy mind, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one from another. Today's gospel is also a continuation of the whole idea of keeping the commandments, but with a little bit of a twist, because we see how the scribes and Pharisees were not keeping the commandments, but keeping the traditions of men. They had all kinds of ceremonials and washings and things made unclean that would defile a man if they didn't wash. And Jesus tells them that they've taken the traditions of God and for their own traditions. And they don't honor God by keeping the commandments, but they keep the commandments of their own traditions. For God says to take care of honor your father and your mother, but they do not do that. So this is why Jesus, in a way, accuses them of being blind guides of blind men and hypocrites. So we have to watch out for that ourselves today, because, you know, we can all be hypocritical. We can all say things that we're supposed to do and we don't do them ourselves. And this is what the Jews would do, the scribes and Pharisees, laying upon them, the people, oppressive burdens with continuous washings. And that's why Jesus had to, in a way, inform them. And of course, as the apostle says, the Jews were scandalized. They were annoyed at that. They didn't like that. And we know from all the other readings how Jesus came to tell the truth. And if people didn't accept it, they would find him offensive. And this is why, of course, they try to kill him numerous times. So we marvel at divine wisdom today, how Jesus reminds us what goes into into a man doesn't defile him. What goes into his mouth doesn't defile him, but what comes out. And very strong language today the Lord gives us, right? Talking about what defiles a man. For he says, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what cometh out of the mouth. For from the mouth, from the heart, come forth evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false testimonies, blasphemies. These are the things that destroy a man. But to eat with unwashed hands, this does not defile a man. And this is a wonderful teaching for us today to remind people, because nowadays people justify themselves and say, well, there is no God, and that's a justification to do whatever they want. And we see how evil is rampant today. People commit all kinds of terrible sins against the commandments that we just mentioned, adulteries, fornications, lies, and so on. All kinds of stealing from the neighbor. And of course, as I mentioned, the Lord will avenge, take revenge on these people. We don't have to do that. In fact, the Lord said in the scriptures, revenge is mine, saith the Lord. And we will see how these people, because of the things that they've done, they will be punished. Evil will never progress. It may look like it's going to progress for a time, and these evil people prosper, but they only prosper for a very short time. But the Lord will avenge those people who oppress his people. So this is why we say in the Our Father, deliver us from evil. So have no fear, my dear friends. If there is evil around, and there is, we see it abundantly in the capitals of the world, promoting all kinds of sins, abortions and contraceptions and so on. And usury is another sin that oppresses people with great taxes on money and so forth. So have no fear. The Lord will deliver us. All we have to do is pray. Deliver us from evil. So this is why Our Lady came to Fatima, to remind us to keep the commandments. Men must stop offending God. He's too much offended by sin. And Our Lady said, the world will be punished for their sins, but in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. So we will have the triumph of the Immaculate Heart when we all do what Our Lady said at Fatima. If men do what I say, there will be peace, she said. So we need to keep the commandments and pray the rosary and do the five first Saturdays. This is very, very important. And evil will not be destroyed until we do what Our Lady says. But all will be destroyed a lot later than it would be if we had done what Our Lady says. And that's why almost 100 years after Fatima, we're still going through the troubles of our world because of the sins of evil men. If we had done what Our Lady said, then Russia would not have spread her errors. We wouldn't have had World War II and all the trouble we're having today. It's only getting worse and worse because men are offending God, not keeping the commandments, as we saw in today's first reading and the second reading. The Lord says to keep the commandments, and this is what we need to do. So contrary to what many of the people say today, who say, I don't believe in God, and therefore they don't keep any commandments, can do whatever they want, they are in great blindness, blind like the Pharisees and scribes. So let us pray that many people would obey what Our Lady said at Fatima, to stop offending God and keep the commandments and pray the rosary. May the Lord bless you.